This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate, Rob Brown, the Great Man Lonzo, and you. Happy to have you. As we set the tone for the week, any and every coach will tell you how you start is how you finish. So we go full throttle from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on a Monday morning. We kick all the ass now so that we stay kicking it for the rest of the week. Monday Night Raw tonight, Bonscore Wellness Arena. Your boy's going to be there. Lonzo won't come out on Monday nights anymore.
It's because I'm not going to say because I'm a responsible adult. I know that I cannot function without a certain amount of sleep. And so I guess that goes with that. And because of that, I'm not going to risk it. Now, I will go to SmackDown.
I was going to say, you'll go on a Friday night.
Yeah, I'll go to SmackDown.
Yeah.
But Raw, I can't do it anymore.
Monday Night Raw tonight at the Bonscore Wellness Arena. Unfortunately, despite the efforts, we were unable to get anything scheduled to get anybody in here today. We will hopefully make up for that next time they come through.
So disappointed. I want to see Dirty Dom. I really did.
That's who would have been on the request list. We will see how it plays out. Here's what we do know we have got going on tonight. It is, by the way, the go-home edition of Raw before Saturday night's main event, which we know we're getting. John Cena versus buddy of the show, R-Truth. So I'm hoping that buddy of the show, R-Truth, will make an appearance tonight.
I'm guessing really he probably will. If I recall, which we'll go over this Thursday, but I think Drew McIntyre versus friend of the show, Damian Priest, in a cage Saturday.
Would be dope.
Yeah,
would be dope. So. Here's what we know right now is on the card. We know we are getting Jey Uso versus Braun Breaker. We also know that likely means that Seth Paul Heyman will be in the building. We will see if other names like Sami Zayn are going to get involved. Potentially we get a surprise Punk appearance. Logan Paul scheduled to appear. I want you all to know, if you are a wrestling guy and you are watching Monday Night Raw tonight, if you will not be there and you are watching at home on television from your couch, I want you all to know that if you hear one long, consistent boo that rings through the entire segment, it's not me. It's not me. You want to know why it's not me? Because I will be making one request of my fellow wrestling watchers this evening. And that one request will be, don't react at all. Please don't react.
Here's
at
what
all.
You're going to do. You're going to go for a run right then. You're going to go to the bathroom or something. You'll know when he's coming out. And then you'll just get up and go out.
You know what I might do? I might do what the Yankees did to Juan Soto over the weekend. His return to Yankee Stadium. Juan Soto.
There we go.
Left the New York Yankees, went over to the Mets, took a huge contract to do it. The Yankees fans obviously consider him a turncoat. On Friday night, 7 o'clock Subway Series when the Mets came across town to play the Yankees at Yankee Stadium. It, of course, was Juan Soto's return to Yankee Stadium. For some reason, and I do not understand it at all, but hey, sports. For some reason, the New York Yankees decided to play a tribute video to Juan Soto, who spent, and this is true, I did the research, 1 year with the Yankees and won nothing. No World Series, made it to it. I mean, that's impressive. They got there, but won no World Series, no MVP, no Cy Young, no Silver Slugger, no Golden Glove, won no individual or team. I mean, they did win the AL pennant, but did not
have
win.
They won, went to the World Series since he left?
No, that's because they've played 40 games since he left.
Oh, okay.
This is his first year gone. He was only there last year. Was there 1 year last year, left to go across town. And for some reason, and while I am very pro within understanding, while I am very pro respect and sportsmanship and all that in sports, I'm a big fan of it. While I am a big fan of talk smack within the game, but be a good sport outside of it, I really don't understand why the Yankees decided a tribute video to a player who was there one season and did, I mean, again, was a great player, was a phenomenal player for them, but he was there 1 year. I think if maybe like they had won the World Series with Juan Soto, and Juan Soto was a World Series hero, like, you know, had four homers in the series and 15 RBIs and put up dumb numbers and they won a ring, then I think maybe in that spot I'd be like, okay, he earned it. Like, he made Yankees history. They lost to the Dodgers in the World Series. Like, they got there, but it was not a World Series win. He didn't win any individual awards. He was good in the World Series, but it wasn't like he was the reason they were competitive. So they do a full tribute video for Juan Soto when he takes the field for the first time on Friday night. And the easiest favorite part about this, I was on BetMGM tonight as a guest host on Friday night. And hilariously, I stopped their show, which you don't, as a guest host, you don't do, right? As a guest host, you show up, you are a guest. You talk about what they want to talk about, when they want to talk about it. You do not bat leadoff. You wait for the assist man, right? You let Horvat throw you the ball, and then you flush it. That's my job when I'm a guest host on BetMGM tonight. I decided, nope, I have to bring this up now, and stopped the show on Friday to ask the crew, is anybody else watching this? Because not only did the Yankees decide to throw up a whole tribute video to Juan Soto as if he had died. No, he just played there 1 year and left. But when they did, the entire ballpark of Yankees fans, and y'all know I hate a Yankees fan, all right? Can't stand a Yankees fan. The entire ballpark of Yankees fans stood up and turned their back to the field, like arms crossed, refusing to watch and or acknowledge. When Juan Soto made his way out to right field in the bottom of the first inning for his first defensive appearance at Yankee Stadium, the entire right field section of bleachers once again stood up and turned their back on Juan Soto. He was like acknowledging the crowd. That was 20% Mets fans. The 80% of Yankees fans stood up and turned their back on him. It was hilarious. Like, it genuinely was funny to me because I'm like, I don't understand why you'd play a tribute video for this guy in the first place. And then second off, I thought it's great from the crowd. Like, it's good sports heckling, and I'm here for it.
So you really think that tonight at the Well in Greenville for Monday Night Raw that people would stand up and turn around when Logan Paul comes out? Because for all the people like you that don't like him, there's a lot of people who do.
No, I don't have any inclination that I am going to be the one influencer that is going to get a stadium full of people. Because I'll tell you, if it's up to me, if they made me czar of wrestling and I got to mind control everyone in that building, no one would stand up and turn their back. They would all stay seated in their chairs and make no noise. No reaction. Don't cheer. Don't boo. Don't holler. Don't yell.
See,
don't
nothing.
See,
that's the thing to do, especially for wrestlers, is to just not do anything.
That's what I'm going to do. It's not going to matter.
You'll be surrounded by boos and some cheers, but mostly boos, which is what a heel is supposed to get.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm not. That's why I will not participate. Initially, my plan was to boo loudly the entire segment, just the whole segment, just one relenting boo over him, even when he's like doing his monologue. I want to be the distraction. I want him to call me out and be like, screw that guy up there. But then I realized, nah, that's exactly what he wants. That's exactly what gets him.
Why don't you do the opposite? Why don't you just go nuts yelling, yeah, whoa. And so everyone looks at you and goes, what is wrong with that guy?
No, you know that I am pro heel. Literally broke out the heel shirt today.
Yeah,
I am pro heel. I am pro bad guy. It's kind of getting annoying now because like, now it's cool to like the heels, and so now I'm just one of everybody else. So, like, I'm wondering, at some point, Rob Brown's going to have to go with a babyface turn and just unrelentingly start supporting every good guy?
I don't think you have it in you. I think you've been a heel guy since you probably were born, and trying to turn now, it might break something inside.
That's what they said about Cena, too, though. That's what they said about Cena. And I'm the John Cena of fans.
Uh-huh. Well, Cena's having second thoughts. You've seen the look on his face.
Yeah, it's because he got screwed by Dwayne.
Right.
Story made sense when Dwayne was involved. Now it's just, oh, so Cena's a jackass now for no reason.
No, this is his best work that he's, for years, this has been his best work.
I agree with that too. But sans Dwayne, the story makes very little sense. Anyway, I will be at the Well tonight. I will be walking around in my black t-shirt that says heel on it. If you see me, feel free to stop me. Feel free to say hello. Love nothing more, especially at any live sporting event. But at wrestling shows, I love when people come up and talk to me because I know you're my people.
And here's the thing. You will not have a hard time finding Rob Brown. So, I mean,
that's also fair.
Sitting, just listen.
I will be wearing a black shirt that just says heel across the front of it. And I'll probably be the only one. But even if I'm not.
He'll be the loudest man in the arena without a microphone.
That's
so
it.
There's that.
That's it. I believe of the last four or five shows between AEW and WWE, between the last four or five shows that have been here, both Raw, SmackDown, Dynamite, and a house show, I believe so far I have been at least pointed to by somebody in a ring consistently. I'm going to stretch that streak tonight. All right. I'm going to be annoying. So come find me.
But it's not going to be for Logan Paul.
It will not be for Logan Paul.
Be for other people.
Correct. Yeah. Rick, kind enough to call back in. Unfortunately, missed Rick earlier, but gives us a ring back. Wants to talk some Carolina Panther football. Rick, my guy, welcome back to the show, buddy. Good to have you.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I love wrestling too. And the job that I do for kidney dialysis. And did you know that Ric Flair's name is Ric Flair, F-L-E-I-R, and they changed it about 40 years
yep.
ago? Did you know that?
Sure did, as a matter of fact. Ric Flair.
I actually know the parents. They're dead now, but he had kidney dialysis, and that was one of my patients, and I knew Ric Flair.
Nice.
He's a great guy.
Nice. That's awesome. What we got on the Panthers, Rick?
Panthers. I don't know what they're doing. They're just jumbling stuff up. I don't like the pick that they made. I wanted an in rusher. I wanted to make my predictions on the Panthers. We were making predictions.
Yes.
My high end prediction would be 7-10. My low-end prediction would be 5-12. They're going to be somewhere in between there. I don't know where, but they're not going to be a contender, I don't think.
The right now, Rick, I will tell
By
you.
By the way, seven wins, you're a contender in the South.
In the NFC South, yeah. You might be a contender. I think eight is the minimum you can win the South with. I think nine is more likely of a number. I will say this though, Rick. I am interested in how you arrived at that conclusion. Because I will tell you, and I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying just in having hosted shows and being asked to come on shows to talk about the Panthers, et cetera, most people are actually relatively high on the team with the trajectory towards the end of the season last year of the team at large of Bryce Young. Most people think that Teteroa McMillan was the best wide receiver in this class, maybe the exception of Travis Hunter, but Tet McMillan's a bigger guy. He's a stronger guy. You did get two edge rushers, two pretty good SEC edge rushers down the stretch. Most people, Rick, are actually pretty high on the direction of the Cats. What's got you feeling the other way?
I got hope so. But I've got season tickets, and I don't want to not show up again for them this year. I didn't go but to one game last year. And let me tell you, I feel bad about myself not going. But I don't want to go see them lose. I just hope Bryce Young does good. I thought they should have went after maybe another backup quarterback. But please, please let them be decent this year.
Rick, appreciate it, big dog. Good to have you back on the show. Call in anytime, 844-326-3663. Anybody want to react to Rick, you are welcome to now. I will say that my knee-jerk reaction to the pick of Teteroa McMillan at number eight, my knee-jerk reaction was the same as Rick's. Not what I want. I want an edge rusher. And, of course, we've talked about the edge rushers that were available. Jalen Walker was my pick at that spot. That's who I wanted. That's the guy I wanted to go with. I thought that was the most important position. And I really thought, especially in this division, that was the right pick. Just looking at the setup of the teams that you will be competing with for the divisional crown this year. Because I do think, after what I saw at the end of last season, I do think this is a team that is right there and ready to compete for the division. Not any other division, but this division. At the end of the day, step one is get in and give yourself a chance, right? So my knee-jerk reaction was the same as Rick's. Jalen Walker was on the board. That dude, I think, is going to be a player. Why would you not make that pick? Well, since then, my opinion has turned around for a couple of reasons. Number one, I've heard a couple of interviews with Teteroa McMillan, and the image, I think, that people were painting of him leading up to the draft, in retrospect, I don't think was fair. There were a lot of folks, and I played it. I played it on the show, for the record. But there were a lot of folks who were taking a clip from a podcast he did about a year and a half, 2 years ago, where he said, yeah, I don't really watch a lot of film. And I think people were starting to take that out of context, right? Like, that was him as a younger player, as a player earlier in his career, who was kind of saying, as a high school guy, we didn't watch a lot of film, so I didn't learn to love it. Now I'm whatever. I've seen a lot of interviews with him since he showed up in Carolina, and the dude seems to have a really good head on his shoulders. Number two, just go watch the highlight reels. The dude makes ridiculous catches. He had a catch in the Arizona-Colorado game over Travis Hunter, the number two overall pick in the NFL draft, had a one-handed fadeaway catch over Travis Hunter, who was in his back pocket about as well-covered as he could be. I think the kid's got hop, and I think he's got pop. Again, still not the pure speed guy I went on the outside, but outside of Hunter, he was the best weapon on the board offensively in that spot. So you put those things together, along with the upward trajectory, along with Dave Canales having a full year under his belt to be comfortable, to learn the head coaching ways in the NFL. Most people are very high on Carolina. I would say the ceiling, I don't want to say impossible, improbable, but ceiling. I think 10 wins is on the table for this team. I think it'd be a hard push to get it, but I think 10 wins is on the table. I think 9 is realistic, And I think 7 is my floor. Like, anything less than 7 wins, I think is disappointed. You get 2 freebies over the Saints. You better split 1-1 against Tampa and Atlanta. There's 4. Can you find me 3 on a schedule that has New England, that has Miami, that has Arizona, that has Jacksonville? Can you find me 2 elsewhere? And if so, we're looking at the reasonable low expectation right there. All right, still looking for yours. We got a couple on the Hub City Spartanburger text line, 844-326-3663. What is your way too early reasonable expectation for your football team coming up in 2025? We'll get more on it after this. The Rob Brown Show, the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So I did my I'm a boomer segment earlier. And now I'm going to do a somebody else is a boomer segment. You know who is our okay boomer of the day? Boomer. as in a Siacin. If you missed the story last week, which you didn't, because if you're listening to this show, you obviously know ball. You obviously are a sports fan, and you are obviously tuned in to all things sports. Last week, Seth Wickersham, who is a New York Times bestselling author, started issuing some stories and outtakes from a book that he is dropping coming up in September called American Kings. It is a book that followed the careers, or at least portions of them, of some of the biggest names in quarterbacking coming out of college or in college over the past couple of years. In that book, there is apparently a chapter that is going to be discussing the recruiting of Arch Manning, who we will talk about coming up here in just a few minutes. Arch Manning had recruiting offers coming to him in sixth and seventh grade. He had college coaches offering him letters of recruitment. There are stories in there about other college quarterbacks and the decisions they've had to make since the updating of the college sports landscape. And there is a chapter in there about Caleb Williams, who, of course, is the newest quarterback, QB1, of the Chicago Bears, going into his sophomore year. Caleb Young was drafted number one overall by the Chicago Bears with the pick that they acquired from the Carolina Panthers the year before in the trade the Panthers made to go get Bryce Young as their QB1. Well, in this book by Seth Wickersham, and not only have I heard him do a couple of interviews, but he actually did an interview on the morning show on the BetMGM network. And he told the two hosts of that show, Michael Jenks being one of them, who I had a conversation with on Saturday, and we played some of the clips on our show on Saturday. I actually meant to pull this clip for today. I may have it for you tomorrow. But basically, he told them, everything I wrote in this book is true, and I'll stand on that. And the story goes that Caleb Williams and his family so did not want Caleb to be drafted by the Chicago Bears that they had attorneys actively looking into possible ways that he could avoid being drafted by the Chicago Bears. Seth goes to say in the book that one of the things on the table that they were discussing was possibly Caleb Williams foregoing the NFL at large and instead going to play in the UFL. Now, I heard on Friday's Wire to Wire, Diesel went and he pulled the numbers about how much money would be made. QB1s in the UFL make somewhere between $250,000 and $450,000. A rookie contract for the first overall pick for an NFL quarterback is slightly more than that, but then you add in the signing bonuses and all of the other bonuses, roster bonuses over the years, etc., that can be paid out to these quarterbacks. And obviously that number swells to exponentially larger than any quarterback is making in the UFL. So it kind of didn't make a ton of sense that that would be the case, that he would go. But Seth says it's all true. His dad was going on and saying Chicago is where quarterbacks go to die. And I would say, honestly, I don't even have a problem with that take. Because there's really only one team in the NFL that has done a worse job with quarterbacks over the past 20 years than the Bears, and that, of course, is the Cleveland Browns. The difference is the Bears, while not good over the last handful of years, aren't a joke. The Browns are just a joke, right? Well, former National Football League quarterback Boomer Esiason, on his show Boomer and Geo on WFAN in New York City, he had a, let's say, reaction to the Caleb Williams story, and it sounded like this. For the first time ever, I get to use the phrase accurately. Okay, Boomer. Because it's Boomer Esiason. But also, that's a pretty old guy take. Okay? So, a couple of things. Number one, the one thing that guys like Boomer Esiason who have had, because he's not the only guy who is saying this about Caleb Williams after that story dropped last week, The only issue that I have, not the only issue, one of the issues that I have with it is it fails to me, take into context the situation at large, right? One of the things that I think a lot of fans, and I am putting Boomer, as much as he is a former NFL quarterback and a guy who definitely knows ball, one of the things that I think he fails to do here is address the Bears. Because when he got there with Eberflus and Waldron as the HC and the OC, literally zero people had faith in these two guys. I work with a bunch of Chicago guys on the network. They're all Bears fans. And they, I remember it vividly, when Eberflus and Waldron were not fired going into 2025, having the number one overall draft pick, the conversation came up at least once a show, on every show, at least once a day for months, because they're on the air in 670 in Chicago. Came up a lot of times. Why are we going to put a rookie quarterback into the hands of an HC and an OC that literally no one believes in, including half the team who were not shy about saying it? Zero fans. The only people who seem to believe in these guys are the guys signing the paycheck. Why are we going to put it in their hands? And so the question I asked was, if any professional anywhere, and these guys are professionals, they are doing this for a living, has the opportunity to say, this manager sucks, this owner sucks, these people suck, and I don't want to work here. I get that it is different and that you are drafted and they have draft rights, and that is all part of a system that has been built and designed and calibrated over the years. But if Caleb Williams straight up says, I don't want to play in the NFL, I'd rather not play in the NFL than play for that guy, you can say it's entitlement. I would say he doesn't want to get Trevor Lawrenced.
Okay, they won 5 games last year. What? How much more games are they going to win this year with him at quarterback and with a new coaching staff?
It's a great question. There's a lot of people that are very high on the Bears. There are some people who are not as high on the Bears. I think the Bears are going to be a good team this year. I would not be shocked to see the Bears win 7 or 8 games this year.
Wait, is that a good team? 7 or 8? I mean, it's not.
Relatively speaking, compared to last year, yes.
Wow. So yes. So you're giving, you said it's Ben Johnson, right? So you're saying 2 to 3 games more because he's there.
Because he is there. Because I think he will do a better job with Caleb and the offensive system they bought. And, oh, by the way, they play in the NFC North. That is where the Detroit Lions play. Do you believe the Detroit Lions are going to be good next year?
Yes.
Because I do. That's where the Minnesota Vikings play. Do you believe the Minnesota Vikings are going to be good next year?
I don't know.
I do. That is where the Green Bay Packers play. Do you believe the Green Bay Packers are going to be good next year? I think they'll be fine. I don't think they're going to be a world.
I'd say Chicago finishes where they did last year in last place again. And then how many years will it take before it's more about Caleb Williams than it is the coaching staff? Because it may very well be the coaching staff, but I think it's a little bit of both. I thought he was overrated, and we're going to see what he does this year.
You know how we have said for a while, and you've agreed with me on this, that winning the NFC South is like ho-hum because that division stinks, right?
Yeah, because they try it all. All the teams in the South try to give it away.
Right.
No, I don't want to win it. You win it. No, you win it, my friend.
So winning the NFC South the last couple of years, and I think both of us agree winning the NFC South this year, that in and of itself, like if you are Carolina winning the division this year, yeah, hands up celebration. We did a thing. Winning the NFC South the last couple of years, very ho-hum. The NFC North's the exact opposite of that. It's the exact opposite. It is such a stacked division that even coming in last in that division is not the end of the world. It's going to hurt because that might be the most rivalry-filled division.
The drop-off, though, I mean, Packers were an 11-win team, and they were next to last, and the Bears were a 5-win team.
I agree. If
the Bears are competitive at all, then you were right, and it was about the coaching.
I think, well, first off, I'm going to say this. I don't need to see a single football game of 2025 to know it's about the coaching. I just tell you, just looking at that franchise the last 4 or 3 years, it was the coaching. I'm not saying Caleb Williams is going to end up being like All-Pro this year. I'm saying the consensus, I don't want to say consensus, wide thought across the league was those two dudes had no business staying on board
Justin
to be the
Fields
Williams coach.
Justin Fields won there with that old coaching staff. They got rid of him. We'll see.
The thought was, even if he ends up not being a franchise-changing quarterback, you treat him as if he is because that's what you put into drafting him. And when he tells the story that I asked Eberflus and Waldron to watch film with me and help me get better, and they wouldn't do
and
it.
And I've seen other NFL quarterbacks saying that they've never had a coach sit down and do that with them, that you go and do that on your own. You don't have – I'm just saying, I've seen other guys say that.
If you are telling me, and I'd like to know who because I'd like to verify – not saying I don't believe you. I'm saying
that's what it sounds like. Didn't you guys hear it? You just called me a liar. I can't believe you called me a liar.
No.
We need to go to break so I can leave this room.
I have never heard that take before, and I'd like to. All right, let's take a break. Relax, Boomer. Everything's going to be okay. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. 844-326-3663 is the number if you want to be a part of the program. The ACC and SEC baseball tournaments, both firing up tomorrow. We are going to be covering those events for you over the next few days as games start as early as 9 a.m. in both of them. Live sporting events while we're on the air. Yes, please. There's a large part of me that wants to get into like more European sporting events, not because I need more on my plate, but because live sporting events when Zoe and I are on the air are the absolute best. Speaking of baseball, the Atlanta Braves went up to Beantown and took two out of three away from the Boston Red Sox, which was absolutely nothing shy of delightful, including last night's 10-run game where the Braves ended up hitting the baseball a lot. Marcell Ozuna went yard for the second time in 2 days. The Braves went up against Bayo and Newcomb, of course, former Atlanta Brave, Sean Newcomb, and Brian Bellow, the starter, took Bellow for 7 runs earned on 10 hits, gave him only 3 Ks, walked 5 times. Against Sean Newcomb, 4.2 innings, 6 hits, 3 earned runs, 2 walks, 4 Ks, and Marcell Ozuna's moonshot that left Fenway Park. Both of his left the ballpark entirely. Should have been, honestly, a 3-game sweep of the Boston Red Sox, as Saturday night, the Atlanta Braves had themselves a 6-2 lead and then watched as a, once again, mismanaged bullpen completely blew that game, allowed the Red Sox to fight all the way back and then give Rafi Devers his walk-off moment as he is trying to work out a solution with the Red Sox. That drama's been a lot of fun to watch, but I won't bore you with that right now. Last night was such a good time that I put the Bravos game on. I should say yesterday afternoon was such a good time that I put the Bravos game on. Even the wife sat down to watch it with me because there were base runners on the base path.
Is this this is after your negative comments on X. So I'm strolling through X yesterday and I saw a negative comment on the Braves.
That was from Saturday.
No, okay. I saw a negative comment on the Braves and didn't see who sent it and knew it, without a doubt it was you.
Oh,
then
sure.
Then I paid up. Like, yeah, it's Rob. The only one who badmouths that team in the entire world.
No, I'm absolutely not.
Without a doubt, the only one in the entire world that badmouths that team.
Buddy, I'm not even the only one in my phone that badmouths the Braves on a routine basis. And for the record, Guy,
not talking about your echo chamber. Just talking about it's you and your boy is going to echo what you say.
Do you think?
There's nobody else in the entire world that hates their favorite team as much as you do.
No, that's entirely untrue. I am a member of multiple Atlanta Braves forums, message boards, etc. Yes, it is where the nerds gather, but if there are folks on a freaking message board about a baseball team in May, they're diehards.
It's a whiner line? This is where we go to complain about how bad the team is.
What does it require to have a line? Multiple people!
Well,
one person's not a line.
No, it doesn't. KD can have conversations with multiple people. Well, and it's just him. So, I mean, you know.
You think I'm running a message board? It's just me.
It could be.
It's just one man.
It could be. What?
I have 96 burners and I just reply to my own arguments all the time. No, it comes down to this. I go back to.
Wow, this one's from Rob the Swamp Rabbits guy. Hey, this one's from Rob the. A lot of Robs.
I go back to the 7-6 loss on Saturday, a loss where Brian Snicker decided to go De Los Santos, Montero, Pierce, Johnson down the stretch, all of whom either gave up hits or a run down the stretch at a point where there were multiple arms on the bench that had not thrown in 3, 4, 5, 6 days versus just going back to the same guys that have been costing you games out of the bullpen. And would you look at that? Here come the Red Sox late in this game. Devers walks them off on Saturday, a game that should have been won. And it's baseball. Weird stuff is going to happen, like we talked about with John Blau just a few minutes ago. There is no sport in which predicting the postseason is less meaningful than baseball, because any game can be decided, changed, influenced by one swing of the bat from an unexpected player, by one bad call, by an umpire. A thousand things can change the entire direction of the postseason. But I don't say that game should have been won in a baseball game very often. Saturday night should have been a win for Atlanta. And you look and you go, okay, the Braves are 500. They're 23-23. I said at the beginning of the month of May that I would be stunned if the Braves reached 500 in the month of May. Well, they did. They did. About a week ago, they reached 500.
Were you stunned?
I was a little bit. Now, it lined up nicely in that, despite the fact in that dumb series where they dropped 2 out of 3 against the woeful Pirates, which should have kept them below 500, in which they dropped the final game of what should have been a 3-game sweep over, and I mean this, the worst baseball team in the modern era of baseball, the Colorado Rockies.
I thought that was the Braves.
No. Once again, Lonzo doesn't care about my actual argument, which has been the difference between and the reason why I am upset about the Braves and would not be if I was the Rockies fan is where my expectations were.
Okay, that's not an argument. That's just your opinion and I'm not fighting your opinion because I'm not a baseball fan, and if I were, I would be a Cincinnati Reds fan just because, or maybe a Yankees fan.
You'd be fair to be disappointed in the Reds, by the way. Good team, also not meeting expectations.
That's fine, but it's not really an argument. This is just your opinion on a team that this is the worst year ever for your opinion on this team. And we have shared this room for many years now, and I've never seen you in this state before.
As dramatic as I am about this, honestly, I don't think there is a need for you to exaggerate my position. I think my position is dramatic enough as it stands. I came into this season with heightened expectations, and not just my own. Not just my own. I had, again, a guy who knows baseball, Bob Nightingale, USA Today, one of the most famous baseball dudes in the game, and he said, the Braves ought to be able to, maybe not outright beat, but the Braves ought to be able to put themselves in a position to be the team that takes down the Dodgers in the playoffs and prevents the greatest assembly of one team in any given sport in modern professional American sports from just cakewalking to a World Series. If they are to be stopped in the National League, it is by the Braves. They've got that kind of talent. And instead, they're 500 in a division that they have no business being 500 in. Now, I bring it up because yesterday you saw what this team can be. You saw, again, a more than good enough pitching performance. Grant Holmes went 6 innings, who, by the way, I think we got to start talking about Grant Holmes as a surprising and pleasant addition to the rotation while you wait for the return of Spencer Strider. 6 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs earned, 4 walks, 5 Ks, 1 blast. That's it. That's a winning stat line from a starting pitcher going 6 innings, provided the lineup that you have assembled is actually hitting the baseball. And I know that, you know, sometimes it sounds like the take is oversimplistic. And I know that this is one of those times. But there are two things I've been hitting on. Brian Snitker keeps mismanaging the lineup and the rotation, both the, well, I should say the middle relievers and the closers, and mismanaging the lineup itself. He didn't do that this time around. He moved Verdugo up to the leadoff spot. He put Eli White down at eighth because he had Ozzie and Michael Harris, who had been hitting the ball better. He put them in a spot to succeed. And what happened yesterday? You had Spencer Schwellenbach get the win, 7 innings, 6 hits, 4 runs, all earned, 1 walk, 3 Ks, and a blast. Good enough through 7 innings to win a game, and the Braves hit the ball. Verdugo had 3 hits. Riley had 3 hits. Olsen, 2. Ozuna, 2. Baldwin, 2. Ozzie Albies had a hit, who has been just coming out of the slump. You had 2 from Eli White in the 8 spot. Nick Allen had 1. Ozuna went yard again. Every Brave, with the exception of the leadoff man, who has the 9-hole hitter ahead of him, every Brave had at least 1 RBI yesterday. Oh, it's 9 o'clock. It's the end of the show. I genuinely thought we were in the third hour of this radio program.
Wow. And you all saw that look he just gave me.
Like it's
my fault he doesn't know what time it is.
You hit the Twitter sounder, and I was like, why are you playing this? We have another hour to go. No, we don't. That's on me. I was having that much fun today.
We all know that's on you. All right, the first thing that's axing is the Brooklyn Bridge.
I could have ended with something way more positive than that.
Okay, well.
Goodness gracious. The Brooklyn Bridge axing because it got hit by a boat.
We got 69 people following us right now.
Nice.
There you go. Brooklyn Bridge.
Brooklyn Bridge because it got hit by a boat. A Mexican tall ship.
A big boat.
A Mexican tall ship was sailing, I don't know if it was into or out of New York Harbor, and it was on full parade display, which means they had sailors that were lining the masts. They're 3 masts. It's a big-ass sailboat.
Yeah, they were up in the crow's nest.
Yeah, and it crashed into the Brooklyn Bridge. 2 people have passed away. I believe 2 more are in critical condition. Honestly, I saw that, and I'm like, oh, I got to go see this. And then I started reading, like, no, people got messed up. It was scary.
It popped up on my feed, and I'm like, oh, they got to know. They don't know.
Which,
oh, no.
as an old white guy, I don't love much more than I love big, tall sailing ships, big, tall ships.
Oh, they're pretty
and
cool.
And so this was really sad because this is one of the most beautiful tall ships I've ever seen, and it just wrecked
into
that
lights all up and down the thing. That was sweet.
Apparently what happened was it was being towed out of harbor, not under its own power, and something went wrong, and I guess the tugboat either couldn't stop or couldn't change direction, and basically they were like, you can't stop a ship like that on a dime.
You cannot. All right, the next thing it's axing is Caruso.
That would be Alex Caruso of the Oklahoma City Thunder, who has been an absolute and certified G for that team coming off the bench in this postseason run. They beat Denver in game 7 without him. I don't know if they win this series without Alex Caruso.
You talk about Jokic's look. Look at Caruso. That's the guy who tries too hard at the rec.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Except he's that good.
Jokic is the dude that, because of his thickness and his weight and his not being in shapeness, reminds me of me. Caruso's the dude that reminds me of me this dude showing up in headbands and the like oversized t-shirt under the jersey. This dude shouldn't be here, yet he's out here turning in 5 threes a game.
It's pretty good. All right, the next thing is axing is Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy got paid this weekend, $265 million contract over 5 years. But I think he's axing.
It also has a no-trade clause.
Exactly, because there is no no-trade clause in this contract, which means the Niners are all in. And if I'm right about Brock Purdy, and he's just a quarterback who's been surrounded by an immense amount of talent, and without Debo, his distraction guy, it all gets pulled back, that's going to be an overpayment. If Ryan Horvath's right about Brock Purdy, and now this is settled, 49ers maybe are a good team.
All right, one last thing that's axing is the Slinky.
It is the birthday of the Slinky.
It's toys that kids today have no idea what it is when you say the name.
I've owned probably 50. I used to have the old metal Slinky, like the real Slinky, like the Slinky that does go downstairs. I used to have one of those. I could actually do some of those cool, like, flip it over tricks where it, like, walks through your hands. I also didn't talk to girls until I was like a senior in high school. So, hey, that's it for us. Thanks for being here. Turns out the show's over. I'm as surprised as you are. Do it again tomorrow. If you didn't like the show, you have bad taste in radio. If you're at Monday Night Raw tonight and you see me, come up and say hi. I'd love to meet you. If you're not, well, we'll see you back here tomorrow to do it all over again, but better, on The Rob Brown Show and The Fan Upstate. Later!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.